Okay then, so let's concentrate now on the show in detail with Derbyshire County Cricket Club as the 2024 season is underway, technically. We're delighted to say that we're joined now by Derbyshire player Sam Connors. Sam, first of all, how are you today?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Frustrating watching the rain again, but it is what it is.
Yeah, and, unfortunately, that is, I guess, where we have to start. So I say the season has begun technically for Derbyshire, but of course we're still waiting for the first delivery of Derbyshire season to be bowled. Incredibly, so Derbyshire's home game at the County Ground at Derby against Gloucestershire was completely abandoned all 4 days. I guess first question is how does the whole team sort of keep themselves occupied in a game like that, where it looks very likely that there's going to be no play, not just for day one, but for the whole match. How do you sort of keep yourselves occupied in a situation like that?
There was a lot of two-touch football happening in the indoor school, that is for sure. A few of the boys play cards. The Nuffield Cafe across the way got a hammering as well, so their sales have gone through the roof through coffees from the boys. But yeah, there was a lot of the boys were hitting indoors, bowling indoors, just trying to take over as much as possible. But yeah, it was a frustrating week all around.
Yeah, I guess does it give like the opportunity maybe to just sort of discuss other things going into the season? Because of course, I don't think like there's been too much in the way of too many pre-season games. Does it allow chance to sort of get more training in, anything like that?
Yeah, a little bit. But like I say, it's frustrating not being able to get out there. And I think all the boys are ready to get out there and start playing, getting runs on the board, taking wickets. So it was frustrating. And I think a few of the boys maybe had some discussions about how they played during the preseason games, but not a lot. I think the majority of the time it was just mainly frustration and wanting to get out there and perform really.
Yeah, so I guess it just sort of whets the appetite further for Derbyshire's next game. Hopefully, we do get some action there. We'll come to that later on. But Derbyshire have made a lot of new signings in between the start of this season and the end of the 2023 campaign. We've actually had a new signing confirmed not long ago at all with South African pace bowler Darren Dupavion. I hope I've got that pronunciation right. What do you make of the new signings that have come to the club? Does that show that there's certainly plenty of ambition at the club for this 2024 campaign?
Yeah, definitely. I think you just got to look at the players that Mickey's brought in. They're all winners. They've all came from a county where they've won something there, and that's what I think Derbyshire needed. They needed some fresh faces, faces that have won stuff that can bring that ability and the desire to win into Derbyshire, which we're delighted about. And they all bring something different with them. With Lloydie now skipping the Red Bull stuff, it's only going to It's going to be a good thing for us. And with Samet coming in with his experience as well for the white ball stuff, it's going to be exciting times for the club.
Yeah, and I guess the big question for all Derbyshire fans is for this season, how confident and optimistic are you that this 2024 season will fare better than the previous one? Because it was a difficult campaign. Of course, a lot was made about the fact that Derbyshire didn't record a county championship victory last season, but how confident are you that this season can be a much better one?
Yeah, very confident. Like I say before, the players that he's brought in have brought experience and they brought a winning mentality with them. So that's going to play a big part in it. And I think if we can get off to a good start, well, we were hoping to get off to a good start against Gloucester, but now that's delayed. But I think even if we now start with a win against Glamorgan, that's going to give the boys a lot of confidence. And I think that's only going to stand us in good stead moving through the season as well.
Do you think, in terms of the makeup of this season's Division Two of the County Championship, how competitive will it be? Because I know Derbyshire finished sixth out of an 18 league last season, but how confident are you that Derbyshire can, maybe even put in a promotion bid for this season and finish in the top two?
Yeah, well, that's always the aim, isn't it? We believe in ourselves this year that we're going to be finishing up the top of the table. I think the bowlers we've now got, we've got a lot of bowlers who we can always bring in fresh legs for games now, and whoever's bowling well can keep playing, and if someone needs a rest, then they can get a rest now. Whereas I think previous years it's always been bowlers are having to keep going every game, week in, week out. We've now got fresh legs, that's going to make a big difference. And I think the wickets that hopefully we're going to be playing on this year at Derby are going to be a bit more bowler friendly, which will allow us to get the results at home, where previous years we haven't been able to get the win, where the batting track's almost just been too good for us to be able to get the wickets. But this year, hopefully, there's a bit more bowler friendly wickets, which will allow us to get them results and get them wins at home.
And so the next game then, of course, weather dependent, away against Glamorgan in Wales in Division 2 of the County Championship. What kind of game is in store there? What kind of threats do Glamorgan have that you'll need to be, on top of your game to try and get the victory from?
Well, I think they had a decent run out at Lords. I think what we were watching last week, it looked like quite a flat track there, and you just saw the batting that they had. They had Billy Root score some runs up top, and then they had Sam Northeast and Colin Ingram during the middle, who obviously have a wealth of experience. So if we can get a few early wickets and get them early, then that's going to give us a great chance of moving on in the game and winning that game. And I think with Blair Tickner looking good for this season, just seeing him bowl for the first time outdoors this week, he looks like he's going to be a real threat for us. And hopefully he can get the ball in hand and take some wickets as well.
Okay, and just finally, just in regards to yourself, do you sort of at the start of the season, do you set yourself any personal targets for the season, like how many wickets you'd be looking to take in the 4-day format, or when it comes to the T20 format, or with the bat as well? Do you sort of do that, or are you rather more of a player that takes it game by game and sort of you talk about it with Mickey Arthur after each game?
Yeah, I think I just try and take it game by game, to be honest. I don't really see much point in looking at setting goals. I almost feel like that puts a bit too much pressure on yourself. And if you haven't taken a wicket one game, then you start thinking you've got to take more wickets in the next game. So for me, it's just about game by game and seeing how I'm bowling. Hopefully, I have rhythm going into this game. So it's just, yeah, just for me, it's about game by game.
Okay, great stuff. Well, the main thing I can hope for you is that you get some game time in against Glamorgan, and hopefully we see a few innings at least played. So, all the best for the game against Glamorgan, and hopefully Derbyshire can get that long-awaited county championship victory, and you get off to a cracking start to the season. So, thanks for your time, Sam, and hopefully we'll speak to you again a bit later on in the season. Thank you.
Cheers, buddy. Thank you.